This is something I've been working on with the Minister of Housing and the Department of Housing over the weeks of the summer, with the objective of making sure that we get the maximum 10% increase that's possible under the defective concrete block scheme applied to and availed of by homeowners, and also with regard to the detail of how that's applied. And I've been very clear and working with them as well in terms of making sure, and I'm clear in my request that that would apply to all homeowners, those who will be commencing and starting work over the time ahead, as well as those who are in the scheme currently. I'm confident whenever the Minister comes forward with this that that we will have a positive outcome that will apply to all homeowners. Obviously, that is something that ultimately will be for the Minister to finalise the detail in relation to, but I'm confident that it will apply across the board, and that we will see it be available of homeowners who are currently in building, as well as those who will be commencing in the time ahead. We've put massive work into making sure that this scheme can get up and running. It's operational for a year now. We have over 200 homes under construction and several hundred homeowners who've received their grant award. And indeed, the 10% increase to the cap would see the overall grant award up to €499,000 whenever you take in the €37,500 that's also available under the SEI energy grants, which were introduced back in June. So it's something that the government are working on, that the Department of Housing hopes to finalise very shortly, and it's something that I, as the local minister, have been working on over the summer weeks with the department, and I'm hopeful of an outcome which will serve all homeowners in the county.
There are initial plans that a protest may take place tomorrow evening, so there is much anger on the ground. What would your direct message be to them?
Well, my clear message here would be that this is a government who has made, and certainly As the government minister in Donegal, we've made this our number one issue in Donegal to address the issues that were there with the previous scheme and to get a new enhanced scheme in place, which is very significant now in its support, and to make it as strong as we possibly can, and indeed as well as it gets up to as it gets up and running to constantly monitor it and make sure it's as strong as possible. That's work that's ongoing, and it's work that the next step now is the increase in the rates, one that I'm confident from the engagement I've had over the last number of weeks, the department will be one which will serve all homeowners in the county. And then it's a matter of taking it forward then as well, making sure that the science is fully taken on board by the National Standards Authority in relation to how the scheme evolves, which has been the way as well that has been approached by government up until now. Because our key objective here is to make sure that people whose homes, everyone whose homes are affected by defective blocks, that they get them fixed. We know that will take a significant period of time given the number of homes that are involved, but we want to make sure that that momentum we've seen over the last year continues to grow and develop, and certainly I, as a government minister from Donegal, will continue to do everything possible to make sure the scheme serves homeowners across the county as strongly as possible.